proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation broadcast, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and with me in studio is Pastor Sam. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Well, Brother Sam, you've actually been involved in different types of ministries that use really with the Russian-speaking people, but also a heart for the Jewish people. And yesterday we talked a little bit about how to reach a Jewish person with the gospel, laying that biblical foundation. And I'd like you to share a little bit more with us, and especially be an encouragement to someone out there who's maybe has a Jewish neighbor, Jewish friend on their heart, as we all should. And how do we do that? So, Pastor Sam, if you can fill us in a little bit more on that.
Well, yesterday, Aaron, we spoke about that we can use the history of Israel to lead people to Messiah, and we talked about creation and the fall, and then how God called Abraham and the people of Israel to bring about his plan of redemption. And then we talked about how the people of Israel ended up in captivity in Egypt, and then God delivered them and took them down to Mount Sinai where they received the law. Now, this is a very important moment because while the people, Jewish people know about this, most of them know the result of it as well. And so at this point, after I talk about the fact that the Jewish people made a covenant with God, I ask the person I'm talking to, I say, did Israel keep their covenant with God? And every Jewish person knows the answer to this. They all know that Israel did not, that Israel broke the covenant. And they'll answer, no, Israel did not keep the covenant. And so then the next thing I ask is, have you kept the commandments? Have you kept the covenant with God? Now, they usually want to wrestle here a little. They usually want to say, well, I'm a good person, and I do the best I can, and so on. But I just keep at them until finally they have to say, no, I haven't kept the covenant either.
No, I think it's a good point on that. A lot of Jewish people think of the Jewish people as a whole, as a nation, but very seldom individually, except maybe like on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And so, yeah, you bring them to a very critical point there.
Well, and when we speak to a Gentile, we often go to Romans and talk about for all have sinned and the wages of sin. This is essentially the same thing of bringing them to a place of admitting their personal guilt before God, which we need before we understand the need of a Savior. And so then I take them, we do a transition, and we've talked about the history of Israel. Now we're going to talk about the promise of a new covenant. And the Jewish people have never heard of this. But I take them to Jeremiah chapter 31. Jeremiah 31:31 begins this wonderful promise. And the words here are so wonderful that honestly, Jewish people will often think I'm reading from the New Testament. And so I stress to them, I'm reading from the Old Testament scriptures, from the Jewish Tanakh, from the Hebrew prophet Jeremiah. I tell them that so they'll understand that I'm not slipping New Testament in on them. And I say, listen to what God says. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant. And I say to them, did you know that God promised to make a new covenant? And they don't know that, and they're surprised by that. And I say, well, it says so right here. That's what your prophet said. Let's see who it's with. It says, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I said, this new covenant that God's going to make, especially with Israel. And what kind of covenant, or why would God make a new covenant? And we look further, and it says, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break. And I say, God's making a new covenant because you went and broke the old one. You didn't fulfill the conditions of the old one. You didn't follow the commandments. You broke the old covenant. Because of that, no man can be saved by the old covenant. It's been broken. And God said, well, look, you broke the old one. And so in my grace, in my love for you, I'm going to make a new covenant with the people of Israel. And this new covenant is very special. The old covenant was written on tablets of stone, but God goes on and he says, this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts. God says, I won't write it on stone. I'm going to write it on your hearts and will be their God and they shall be my people. It has to do with an intimate relationship between God and his people. That's God's promise of a new covenant.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.